Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Know that life is a gamble all along. Winners or losers, you keep rolling on. So go on and roll the
dice. That's our anthem, ladies and gentlemen.
You only live twice.
Atlanta Rhythm Section. That's a 35-year-old song, and it applies to us, doesn't it? You only live twice, right? One is a civilian, one is a business owner, but go ahead and roll the dice and do it or die. That's what we do, small business owners. We are all in, and that's the reason why I'm so proud of you. Welcome back to the show, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I've been doing this now almost 18 years on the radio. And on the internet, almost 18 years. Our simulcast will be celebrating the anniversary, 18th anniversary of the simulcast in January. So the broadcast next month and the simulcast in January. So thank you for hanging out with us all these years. This segment, like the last one, is me and you. I've got a couple of things I want to, or something I want to talk about. As you know, every week in our newsletter, and on our, which, by the way, we'll have our 16th anniversary of that coming up. In November, in the newsletter and on our website, we have a new poll every week. We've been doing this now for, golly, I don't know how many years. And we ask you a question, and we give you four or five options to choose from. And these are my polls. I think of the questions. I think of the responses. If you don't like them, you can blame me. It's all 100% on me. But these are things that I think you might be interested in talking about and weighing in on every week. Most of the time they're associated with our businesses, but sometimes it's other things. It's current events, little politics, that kind of thing. And I try to make sure everybody has an option to regardless of what your politics are, where you stand on things, that you have plenty of options to weigh in on that and make yourself known. So I encourage you to go to the website today if you haven't already and see what our new poll is. But I want to report to you, every week I try to come back and report on how the last poll worked out. And in this case, it was the question was, if an armed intruder, not a robber, an armed intruder came into your business and started shooting, what would be your response? Think about that for a second. If an armed intruder, someone came in and just started shooting, what would be your response as the owner of that business? So that's what we ask you. And we gave you four options. And one of them was we would dial 911. 31% of you said we would dial 911. Another option was try to talk the person into not hurting anyone. 9% said we'd try to talk the person into not hurting anyone. The other option was, this is silly. Why would anyone start shooting in my business? Guess what, folks? No one chose that option. No one thought it was silly to imagine that somebody would come in my business and shoot me or someone in my business. Think about that. I mean, that's where we're at in America today. Everyone, apparently, that at least in our sample, everyone believes that it's reasonable to expect that somebody might come into my business and shoot. We're having these things happen, aren't we, all the time? Zero. Not one person said it's silly to imagine that someone would start shooting in my business. But here's the new one. Here's the fourth one, I should say. What would you do about this person who's a shooter? He or she would make the acquaintance of my properly licensed sidearm. How many of you think said that? 60%. 6 out of 10 said the armed intruder would make the acquaintance of my properly licensed sidearm. How about that? 60% of this sample, if you want to go that far, 60% of small business owners are armed in their business. Well, I'm not afraid of guns. I've been around them all my life. I'm But because I've been around them all my life, because I know what they can do, I respect them greatly. I give them complete, total respect for what they're capable of. From a standpoint of protection, but also from the standpoint of accidents. I'm not afraid of guns. What I'm afraid of are stupid people. Also the mentally disturbed who are walking around, I'm afraid of those people, and terrorists. I'm not afraid of guns. I'm afraid of stupid people, mentally disturbed people who are walking around, and terrorists. Remember, in one of the mass killings that happened a few months or so or ago, I've forgotten when, within the last year, there was a mass killing in California, and the weapon of choice was a knife. It's not, in my opinion, the guns aren't the problem. So you can include me in the 60% who won't will go begging for my life. I won't be begging for my life. Or waiting for the police while some wacko is pointing a gun at me and my people. I'll be defending myself. And I'll tell you what else. If the bad guys, if the stupid people, if the wackos, including the mentally disturbed, if they knew that they might meet Smith and Wesson when they walked in that building, probably would change a few things. And you got to see it like Chicago, where good people, it's illegal for good people to have a gun in the city limits of Chicago, right? And yet there are dozens and dozens and dozens of murders by handgun in Chicago every year. What's wrong with that picture? 29 after. I'm Jim Blassing. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.